You know, the word dessert is sort of a magical word. Sometimes the desserts are more interesting and sometimes better prepared than the main course at restaurants, but not always. I'm someone who grew up where my mother was incapable of baking and or anything else for that matter. And our idea of dessert at home was, do you remember Sara Lee pound cake?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sara Lee pound cake, yeah, which I love, but not 5 times a week. Her other standard was Jell-O cubes, and I still delight when I go to a buffet and they still have Jell-O cubes, and I have to confess, I do still put them on my tray. I'm Charles
Farouk. But do you eat them?
I do.
Okay,
well,
good.
Only if they're one of two colors. I will eat red, and I will eat green, but no other color.
Good.
Maybe purple if they have it. Anyway, I'm Charles Farouza from The Pitch. I'm here with you to talk about desserts on this episode of Central Standard. I'm joined by my 4 golden girls. If
wow.
I could introduce, yes.
I know. Which one am I?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell us which golden girl you
okay.
are.
I want to introduce you to, and they'll go around the table again and then introduce themselves, Emily Blanche Ferris, Mary Rose Block, Chris Dorothy Basica, and Gloria Sophia Gale.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, crud.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that show again.
Yeah.
So why don't you, starting with Dorothy, why don't you introduce yourself?
My real name, fortunately, is Chris Basica. I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City, and my blog is www.cafechris, and it will soon be updated.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the Restaurant Guide for the Kansas City Star, and my blog is aroundtheblockkc.com.
All right.
And I'm Emily Ferris with Feed Me Creative, where we do have a food blog that's up and running, which you can access from feedmecreative.com.
All right. And who is this little precious?
Sophia. Yeah. Gloria Gale, 435. No blog.
Yet?
Yet.
Yes. Okay. And these are the Golden Girls, and I'm, well.
You're not Stan.
Who would you be then?
Stan? No.
Was there anyone older than Sophia? That would be me. yes, but that's another show.
You should have done Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes.
Well, there weren't 4 of those, were there?
No, okay. But we could have doubled up.
But there was a Charles.
Anyway, this is Central Standard, and we are the Food Critics, and we are going directly to talk about new and interesting places that our panelists have been to. And why don't we start with you, Chris? Where have you been? I know you've been out of the country, but where
yes,
have you been in town?
I've been out of the country. I've been out of town for additional weeks, and consequently, I have not that much to talk about. I am going to go back to an old favorite really quickly, though, because we did go there. And the only thing I want to mention about this place is their happy hour, which I think is one of the best in Kansas City, and that is at the American Restaurant. Prices become very, very reasonable at happy hour.
But can I ask, what would you consider reasonable at the American?
Well, you can get a steak, a Bavette steak, for 12.
Bavette? Was that one of the Golden Girls?
Yes,
that was Bavette. I didn't remember her.
Do you know that? I have not been familiar with that cut of meat, and just recently. Actually,
is that a hanger steak in every other restaurant, but at the American it's a Bavette?
No, it's a slice from the flap of the bottom sirloin.
Okay.
So, and it is a thinner steak. They cut it thinner, but it's really, really flavorful. But you can get that for $12.50. And I think, and it's dinner. It is a dinner size meal. So
I mean, it's bigger than a coaster.
It's much bigger than a coaster. And the other thing there that we particularly like, it's on the menu right now, is a salad that consists of shaved romaine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is, just, and other things obviously, but is just delicious. And you know that.
So tell us what the price range would be, and what are the hours of happy hour?
Hours are from 4 to 6:30.
Okay.
5 days a week. And then, well, let me think of that. They're not. I don't think they're open. Yeah, they are open on Mondays.
Okay.
But at any rate, the price range is anything from full price is anything on the bar menu is from like maybe $6 to $25. But
during happy hour.
Happy hour, everything is half price, and they have a special drink as well every time, and even something like a very good sized chunk of creamy blue cheese comes with a chocolate cake, which isn't like you think of chocolate cake. It's very dark.
It's the Bavette cut.
It's the Bavette cut. It's a bitter. I mean, it tastes great with blue cheese. I mean, it's just kind of stunning. But at any rate, I think the American is, and every time I go, I'm stunned that the bar is not full.
And the American Happy Hour is Monday through Saturday from 4 to 6:30.
It's also on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And I must concur, it is a wonderful happy hour.
Good.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to digress too much from our theme, but would you call it comparable to the Blue Stem Happy Hour, which
yes.
I think
yes.
is an excellent
yes.
happy
yes.
hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Paige Unger is mixing up the cocktails right. there, and she's doing great things. She's won all kinds of bartending competitions and makes this cocktail.
Where did she come? The Rieger?
She was at Extra Virgin.
Okay.
Extra Virgin. And before that, the Rieger.
And she's bartended at the Rieger. She's
yeah.
been a guest bartender and has won lots of competitions. And she has a cocktail called The Beat Goes On.
Yeah.
And it's beet and gin
yeah.
With rosemary garnish, and it is so good.
And
so,
Paige, if you're listening, Chris Basica, when she comes in next, would like to have the Bivette.
The Bivette old fashioned. Actually, she makes a mean old fashioned too.
What else do you have to talk about, Chris?
The other thing I really wanted to talk about is last night I went to the Royals game and saw 9 wonderful innings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have hot dogs?
Well, I went specifically on a mission to find good food.
And?
I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in the food at the Royal, right. at the Royal Stadium.
Matthew Long Middleton, who's the producer, is making a mental note, stadium food, for a future thing. Mary, where have you been?
I went to Happy Gillis, which is at 549 Gillis Road in Columbus Park. And it's just such a cute little place. And Josh and Abby Jo Ians are so warm and welcoming. And the food is always fabulous. They took it over from Todd Schulte last year. I had a BLT, which at this time of year you can't get a better sandwich. They also had a pork confit sandwich. They've recently switched up their menu, but you can't go wrong with anything you get. And
Mary, you're speaking in complete hyperbole today.
I know. Well, I really do like this
okay.
place.
Well, that's and, apparent, yeah.
Yeah, and Abby Jo makes all the desserts herself, so that could be talked about in the next half hour. I also went to Extra Virgin for pizza night.
Oh,
they're
I love
at 19th
that.
And Main. And I've always wanted to go on Monday night, and I just never have seemed to get there. And sometimes you think, well, the pizza that they're making doesn't sound that great. Well, it was this past Monday night, and it was fabulous. I'm still dreaming about it. The crust was so good. And they have half-price bottles of wine. So you can get a really nice bottle of wine with that pizza.
And tell us where that is again.
19th and Main,
okay.
Right next to Michael Smith.
Very good.
And finally, I did, for all the non-barbecue people, I went to Q39 and tried some of their non-barbecue items. And their grilled chicken cob was fabulous.
What else did you have?
I also had the smoked tortilla soup. They use the smoked
chicken.
I like
that yeah. a lot.
And I digressed a little bit and went back to barbecue. I did try the chicken wings because everybody said how good they were, and they were really good.
How was the service?
It was fine.
Oh, good.
It was good enough that I didn't notice otherwise.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Good.
All right, thank you for that. By the way, have you been to Slaps yet?
I haven't.
No.
But I was
Kansas
a little surprised
Kansas.
About the 3.5 stars when they also said in the article the fries, the beans, and the slaw were nothing to write home about.
Oh, well, you know, it's that paper. All right, Emily, where have you been?
Well, I was going to end with Q39, but I also went to Q39, and I won't get too – we really like the food, but what surprised me is I had some friends coming in town from New York who really wanted to try Kansas City barbecue. And usually I would take them to probably Gates or Oklahoma Joe's, but I said, let's go to Q39 because I think it's really comparable to all the good barbecue that's in Kansas City right now, and I like – going to a barbecue restaurant and being able to sit down and have someone bring me everything I order. So I was just kind of surprised that I picked that to show off Kansas City's barbecue, but I'm glad I did, and my friends from New York were very impressed. And I really
was there one thing they liked more than anything?
Well, we were there on, I guess it was a Monday night, and they were doing their burnt ends as an appetizer,
mm-hmm.
which is something you can't order on its own usually, so we got a bunch of burnt ends, and then I also got a platter that had burnt ends on them. And I've been there 2 or 3 times now, and the burnt ends are my favorite.
That's
and
great.
The ribs are really, mm-hmm. really, mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. good. So that's Q39 at 1000 West 39th Street. And I think I'm the only person on the panel who had not been to Rosso at Hotel Sorella. Mm. I kind of was expecting it to be very – fancy and schmancy, and it was. Mm-hmm. However, I was very, very impressed with the food. We had the ricotta and lemon ravioli with Dungeness crab to start. And my mother-in-law got the Sunday gravy, which is they take all their leftover meat from the week and cook it down in this really thick, rich red sauce. And there's some ricotta on it, and you just dip bread in it. And it's just like the most rich, delicious red
meat sauce.
Knowing
your mother-in-law, I can imagine she would really like that dish.
She really liked it.
For one thing, I'm ready to go and get it myself.
It's so good. It's like...
Do they only have it on...
It was on their full menu. Okay. But we were, I don't even remember what night of the week we were there. I think a Friday.
Was it recently? Because, you know, yeah. Brian Archibald just left. And
oh,
I didn't
did?
Know who the
when
new chef was.
That?
A few weeks ago.
This was not this last Friday, but the Friday before.
Okay, so I think he was gone by mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where did he go?
He went back to Arizona, I think, back home.
That's a swanky bar, too.
It is. I didn't go have a drink at the bar.
That's
but
right
it's very, it is very swanky, but it's in a hotel. So there were people there in T-shirts, and mm-hmm. I don't go anywhere that I can't wear jeans, really. I go everywhere in jeans, mm-hmm. and I didn't feel out of place. And we had a nice view of the plaza, and mm-hmm. it's a very nice place. It's
But they had tablecloths, Emily. You don't like tablecloths.
I don't mind them every once in a while.
As long as there's no carpeting.
There is carpet
there
as well.
There is carpeting.
But the food is really good. I will try a place. But I will say, if I'm picking a place to go out on a night with my friends, I'm probably not going to pick a tablecloth mm-hmm. and curtain and carpeted place. I want,
I'm cringing
a little more
at
laid
this
back.
Very idea. I'm Charles Tablecloth Feruza, and I want to remind you, you're listening to Central Standard with the food critics, Emily, Gloria, yes. Mary, and Christine. I'm trying to remember the last time all of us have been together in one panel.
I think it's only happened once or twice.
Yeah. So it's a pleasure. And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. If you've been someplace new and interesting in Kansas City, you're more than welcome to send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. And what is the tweet, Emily?
@KCURCST.
Very good. And Glow, where have you been?
This is Sophia.
Oh, yes.
Now I go by Sophia. Well, actually, I did go to somewhere that has both carpeting and tablecloths, which it's not new. It's Sullivan's Steakhouse, which is at 119 off of Row on 119th. And I was invited. It was actually, I hadn't been there for about 2 years. It's quite good. It's not. It doesn't rival Capitol Grill by any stretch, but I had fish. It was good, and the people I were with had their steaks. My sister said her filet was fabulous, and it was as big as a coaster.
Oh, that's a mini bavette.
That's right. And I also went to the French Market, which is owned by the same folks who do Café Provence in Prairie Village Shopping Center at 71st and Mission Road. And I stopped in because I was curious, and I was hoping they would have something to go quickly, and they did. And I got one of their chocolate croissants, which we could talk about all day, and they were very good. And I noticed in the it really is a pick-up-and-go place. So they are serving sweet crepes right now, so that's going to go on for indefinitely. And
we're serving sweet crepes when?
I don't know when.
You wrote about it yesterday.
I did.
I think that they're going to have them all the time.
I think they're only going to have crepes on Saturdays from 9:30 to 2:30, I think.
Okay.
And
I didn't get one, so that's why I really didn't know.
But they are going to be serving sweet and savory crepes starting next Saturday. And I'm going to tell you something. I talked to the chef, Philip Kiek, and he said, we are already accepting orders from people for the first Saturday. And I said, I'll be in line at 9:30.
Yeah. And then I was going to say something about slaps. I hadn't been, but I did read the review in the paper, and I'm making a beeline.
All right.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what new places. I finally made it to a restaurant that is about as big as, I don't know, as big as a paperback copy of a Jacqueline Suzanne novel. and just about as interestingly decorated. It's called Mint Asian Cafe in Lee Summit. Someone's going to have to look up the address for me. It's the cutest little place. It is the cutest little place. And that's all I'm going to say right now.
Oh,
the food's good. The food's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all about presentation, and some of the presentation is hilarious. That's all I'm going to say.
I love that it is on Northeast Rice Road.
I know. It's perfect.
Asian restaurant on Rice Road.
Perfect.
So it's 1209 Northeast Rice Road in Lee Summit.
And I think I've already, I know I was late to this table because I know Mary and Christine, and I think even Gloria have already been to the Newport Grill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, oh. I haven't.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was
very
impressed.
That's what you said.
And I want to say, they have a lobster souffle that is not inexpensive, but really it harkens back to places like Pooch's 210, you know, which is before my time, one of the few things in the world that is. But, you know, to restaurants of a different time and place. And it's pretty darn glamorous. They come out at the table and they split the souffle open and pour the lobster, fresh lobster sauce
in.
And as I was tasting it, I thought, you know, this is a dish that, with a nice champagne cocktail, Christine Basica could really get into.
It sounds delish. Yeah. Sounds delish.
All right. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And let's go directly to Kevin. Kevin in Fairway. Kevin?
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Good. My favorite dessert place is still Blue Stem. Megan just does an amazing job, and your screener asked what was my favorite there, and there's so many to choose from. I figured you all, since you've all been there before.
Well, that's a pretty ever-changing dessert list.
Yeah. But they do make their own ice creams there.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I was actually there last night to eat at the bar, and we had a couple of things, one of which was we should also say that the dessert list in the bar side is also the dessert list on the fancy expensive side. And they had a coconut mousse with crunchy chocolate and raspberries. Mm. It was delicious. They had a dessert that I wanted to be crazy about but was not. It was a fresh corn ice cream with butterscotch pudding and compressed peaches and compressed pineapple. And, you know, when you're as heavy as I am, compressed is not a word you want to hear in any way, shape, or form. But it was interesting. I would order it again.
They have a deconstructed carrot cake that's wonderful.
No, that was not on the dessert menu.
It's probably more a fall or winter item.
What does that mean?
Well, they had, you
they,
know.
They give you a carrot.
Yeah, right.
You know, they had candied pecans and, you know, maybe it was carrot.
At one time.
All these different things put together to make the ingredients that you'd put into a carrot cake.
Uh-huh. That reminds me. Oh,
Kevin, what is your favorite dessert there?
You named the coconut one. That's my favorite.
It's a good one. It's a good one, mm-hmm. Kevin. Wait, thank you for telling us about that, Kevin. Oh, you were going to say, Emily?
Deconstructed carrot cake at Providence New American Kitchen in...
That must be a new one because I've eaten there and that
I've
was a pretty.
I've had that too there.
That
it's
was on the
very
menu
good.
From the beginning. Yeah. And maybe it's not always on there, but I've had it a few. Carrot cake is.
What made it deconstructed?
I've
got pictures of it. I mean, it looked pretty constructed to me.
It's fancy. I don't know. Maybe it's not deconstructed. It's a very angular, fancy.
Right. It might be overly constructed. That may be the word you're looking for.
Reconstructed. I don't know. But it's a very good carrot cake at Providence New American Kitchen.
Well, we've already launched into desserts. Yeah. And we're going to take a break in a bit, but I think we should just plunge into the world of desserts. And, you know, I'm still – I love pies. I love, love, love pies, which, you know, there was a spell where you could not find a pie unless you went to a diner, and they were all Golden Boy pies, which I do like. And but I had a lemon meringue pie at Rye on 119th Street. No. Is that where it is? No.
No, 105th and Mission.
Mm-hmm. And it should be noted, it's same. Also Megan and Colby Geralt's from Blue Stem.
And it was just luscious, luscious.
Can you – you said Golden Boy pie?
Mm-hmm.
What's – I don't even know that
term. Oh, really?
No. I'm not
– A
I
golden girl.
I'm not a golden girl yet, Charles.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to go to that. But first, we did get an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Adair wanted to know, where is that French market exactly where people can
on
get
the back
crepes?
Side.
It's right next to Houston's Hardware.
Well, give the address, I believe, is 6947 Tomahawk.
Tomahawk. It's in Prairie Village Shopping Center on the backside, which faces west.
And it's a retail and food shop. I mean, I suppose that's where you can get your French linen napkins and a croissant or something. Yeah. Okay. Well, desserts.
Golden Boy Pie.
Okay. Golden Boy Pie is a Kansas City tradition. It's actually worthy of a story. And I did write one, if you go to the Pitch Archives. Golden Boy Pies, I think, started maybe in the 50s. And it's in Overland Park, has been there forever.
Oh, it's a place.
It's a factory, I would say. And they make pies and cakes and other things. And they supply restaurants quite extensively through the region.
Mm-hmm. And they still do.
And I maintain you have never had a coconut cream pie unless you've had Golden Boy's coconut cream pie, because it is the ne plus ultra of coconut pies.
Then I'm going to have to find it.
And usually, I can say with a tiny bit of authority that Town Topic carries Golden Boy pies. Most diners do. Mm-hmm. So they're delicious pies. But we are talking about desserts in general. And
speaking of coconut.
Yes.
My fave is Sweet Siam's coconut cake.
Oh. It's good. It's real good.
It's mile high.
Would someone tell us where Sweet Siam
is? It's about 79th and Quivira.
In Lenexa.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's Lenexa. Yeah, it should be Lenexa. And it is in a Thai restaurant, and it's delicious if you like white coconut cake.
And I do.
No, I also am a big fan of – I'm not much of an ice cream eater anymore, but – I mean, why add insult to injury? But I do love coconut ice cream if it's made in the restaurant. And the Thai – what's the place on Metcalf? That's been there forever.
Not Thai.
The Thai place?
No, not the Thai place.
On Medcalf.
Bangkok Pavilion.
Used to
make its own coconut ice cream. I don't know if they still do. But if you show me homemade coconut ice cream, and I will be there.
Okay. When I was growing up, they had coconut ice cream at Baskin and Robbins, which I don't care for, but that was my mother's favorite.
And you know what? And they did
and they may still have it.
Every once in a while, they mix it up, you know, in some weird creative endeavor. And they make coconut ice cream with pineapple. And that's even a little too exotic for me because it doesn't really taste good in a cone. Yeah. And a cone is everything to me. What about you, Christine?
Well,
let's move away from the tropical fruits.
Oh, well, I was, you know, my list includes the coconut cake at Jasper's.
That is the ultimate coconut cake.
Which I think is a really good cake. And also, I like the coconut pie at the Capitol Grill. And I was stunned when I ordered that. Somebody told me to order it because I would never think of ordering
it. It's a cream pie?
It's a cream pie. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I make a great coconut pie.
We'll be over.
I said modestly. Mm-hmm. But I made it last week in Dallas, and then we went to three restaurants and tried coconut pies. And fortunately, my entire family decided that mine was, in fact, the best.
Well, that's
which, of course, is the only thing they could say.
And you just said that you approve highly of the coconut cream pie at the Capitol Grill,
which they do
make there.
Yeah.
Now, where have I been recently that it's going to come to me? I think it's Coco Bolos, the new Michael Smith restaurant, Coco Bolos and Prairie Fire. Mm-hmm. And they do, in honor of Emily Ferris, I'm sure, a deconstructed coconut cream pie, which is served in a little glass jar.
Oh, yes.
So there's like ginger snap on the bottom and then a coconut pudding and then some fabulous whipped cream thing on top. It's real good.
It is good. I agree with you there. The other one that I'm really fond of is I love Nick Weissman's desserts at the American, and they're practically all deconstructed, and they're all fabulous.
But I prefer constructed desserts. I just want that on the table.
Okay.
I really prefer them that way.
They're so pretty the other way, though. But the chocolate or the carrot cake at J. Alexander's, I like J. Alexander's, period, but I did go one time and just had the carrot cake for my meal because I thought I was
getting vegetables.
Do they
make those there, or those come out of a big old commissary
somewhere? They make
somewhere?
Them there.
They do?
Okay. Yeah.
I like J. Alexander's too, don't get me wrong. But I prefer desserts that are actually made on site, which is getting harder and harder to find. And I'm not going to name the name of the restaurant, although I did write about this. But I was at a restaurant out in Platte City or something. And the waitress was very, very, very proud to tell me that the featured dessert that night was from Costco.
Oh.
And you know what? It was good.
You love Costco cakes.
I probably wouldn't have ordered this particular cake from Costco because it was really, really rich. But I'll tell you, it was in a piece. I would have eaten the whole cake.
Pies are very good, too.
Yeah.
What?
Costco pies.
Yeah. So we segue, but I prefer desserts if I can find them that are actually made in-house.
Or places that have someone making dessert for them. And I have two delicious examples of that. Voltaire does some of their own. Voltaire at 1617 Genesee, but they have these little spicy cookies by a man called Mr. Cool. And they're amazing little spicy cookies.
I love that.
And then last week I went to Julep at 4141 Pennsylvania, which is a cocktail bar that I love. And they have a s'more from Natasha's Mulberry and Mott. And it's a homemade graham cracker and a homemade marshmallow. And it is amazing.
I want to be the first to say that that before we go to the break, I am tired of the s'more trend. It can go away
Well,
forever.
You need to have this s'more,
right,
Charles.
Before I leave. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be looking for the best dessert in and around Kansas City. Share where you go for yours during the break by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza, joined by my other fabulous food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, Gloria Gale, and Christine Basica. Today we're discussing desserts. And, you know, it's a topic that people either love or hate. I mean, how could anyone hate desserts? But I do have a couple of friends that when we go out to dinner, I won't have dessert today. I'm watching my weight. I hate those people. And I don't ever want to go out to eat with them ever again. Stephanie called in to share that the Tropicana on Southwest Boulevard, which I really like a lot, although I'm not a big popsicle fan, but the Tropicana on Southwest Boulevard has the best homemade coconut ice cream.
Mm.
And Emily, where is that?
That is 830 Southwest Boulevard. And I love coconut ice cream, so I will be getting myself there.
So that's Tropicana. We are getting lots of calls. We were talking about desserts. Gloria, if you had, let's say you were in prison and you were going to the gas chamber.
Oh my God.
What would be your last dessert?
Well, there's a puff pastry at Grand Street that's filled with a molten chocolate brownie. And it's incredibly
But is that the one
good.
That wrapped in phyllo?
Yeah. I'm not puff.
Yeah,
pastry, but phyllo. Yeah,
I've never been on that train. But.
I will guzzle Hershey syrup in a closet. No, but before I do that, I would say that there are sweet crepes at Chazelle that are pretty doggone good, and they have a lot of variety. So
it's a sweet little crepe place.
Yeah,
let's go to Ryan. Ryan in Overland Park. Where do you like to go?
I love the Upper Crest Bakery, and
you
can get a butterscotch meringue that is maybe the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
No, wait, where is the Upper Crest Bakery?
It's right across from the Peanut in downtown Overland Park.
Mm-hmm. There's two, and then there's also the one in Pride that they open Friday
just
and Saturdays.
But, Ryan, I agree with you. I mean, a butterscotch meringue pie is pretty hard to find these days unless you go to a really, really old-fashioned kind of bakery. I mean, I imagine maybe McLean's would have them. I don't know. I don't think so. What else do you like from the Upper Crust?
Mm.
Mm. Did we lose Ryan? We may have lost
their
Ryan.
Their sugar, their cookies are phenomenal.
And pies.
Everything there is so
good. Yes, it is wonderful. I have to avoid it.
Let's go to Karen. Karen in South Kansas City.
Hi. There's a restaurant on the west side. They serve all local grown food, and it's kind of up Southwest Traffic Way. I don't know the name of it. Maybe you're familiar
Bluebird Bistro?
With it.
Is it Bluebird Bistro?
Bluebird Bistro?
Or is it the West Side Local?
Or the Noshery?
It's all local. Might be organic or local food.
West Side Local. Probably West Side Local. Great restaurant.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, they have the best cherry cobbler. And I make pies, and I grew up on a farm where we raised cherries. And I had to go ask how she did it. So that's all I wanted to share.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. Thank you. All right. I think we have a question from Sue. Sue in Kansas City, Missouri. You have a question for our panel.
Yes, sir. I wondered how you would feel, you all, the panel, about the best tiramisu, which I think is the greatest kind of double buzz. You get the espresso and you get that soaked rum, soaked Kahlua, and you're just feeling good all over the place. So I know where I used to get, and every place is gone, and I haven't found a new place.
Well,
so I was wondering
a lot of places, And I want to say that mercifully, thank God, not every restaurant serves tiramisu with Kahlua, because it's not supposed to be Kahlua. I mean, it could be any kind of liqueur. I find Kahlua is a little too jarring for me. But if they don't get it from a big commissary, it's usually pretty good. If you want really, really good tiramisu, I would go to Jasper's.
That's what's on my list.
Because they do make it there. Where else have I had outstanding tiramisu that didn't come from Costco?
A lot of restaurants will rotate it on their menu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a period where a lot of restaurants were doing fancy, exotic things with their tiramisu. They were serving it in a martini glass, mm-hmm. and doing some kind of weird variation. I just want a slab of tiramisu. I don't want it decorated or tricked up. I just want, you know, what it is, and not with Kahlua.
Not the old Filio. Filio was like always, I mean, they had, you know, the tray in your face, and you had everything. You always got the tiramisu. Just, you know,
yeah.
The espresso liquor and the food. I mean, you know, how can you lose?
I think Lydia's also has tiramisu.
Yes. Yeah, and it would be good, too, I would think. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about Ragazza.
I don't know either.
I don't know what their dessert selection's like at all, actually. I'm too full to order it. But thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. Let's go continuing our theme of coconut cake. Karen, what do you have to tell us?
Well, there is a fantastic one at Cafe Tempo at Johnson County Community College. Mm. I'm not sure if it's made by their culinary students or by the cafe staff, but your eyes just fixate on it, and you can't even tell what the other desserts are they're offering. It's like four layers of wonderfulness. It's just great.
All right. Well, you know, I'm always thrilled to hear about a coconut cake, and I do think that most of the things there are made in-house.
In-house, they all are.
Yeah.
And that's
at
the Nerman.
Yeah.
It is. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to go for a nice, quick lunch with just wonderful food offerings.
That's great. Thank you very much, Karen. And we'll go to Jan. Jan and Shawnee. Where have you been, Jan?
Can I say two things? I only told you one, but I have two.
All right.
there's a small single family run bakery on Johnson Drive and about Rose Hill. It's called Tina Marie's. She used to be a operator manager of a restaurant here. And
wait a minute, is this the same lady who used to be worked at Leona Yarborough's?
Yeah, I was just going to say she used to be the
Leona Yarborough's, the home of Prune Whip, another dessert one rarely finds on a menu. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
she has continued to make the desserts and the bread and the little cinnamon rolls that they served at Yarborough's. And everything she makes is, you know, the cupcakes are not too frosted and the pies are real fruit.
Now, let me ask you this. Is she still making the old Leona Yarborough's cinnamon rolls?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she's selling them in local grocery stores.
All right, Tina Marie. All right.
So you can get those little cinnamon rolls, and she makes sugar cookies that are not all doughy and gooey. They're nice, crisp sugar cookies, and just everything she makes is really, really nice.
That's great. Hey, thank you, Jen. And does anyone have the address of Tina Marie's?
Yes, Tina Marie's is 12613 Johnson Drive.
Very good. Sarah in Kansas.
Hi, yeah. I was just calling to reminisce a little bit. I don't know if you guys ever went to Sarah's Cafe at 59th and Holmes. It closed in 2005, but they had honey pecan pie, and I've never had a pecan pie or a pie like that good since. And oh my gosh, it's just so good.
I knew the couple that ran that cafe, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't think I ever ordered that pie. But let's just throw pecan pie out. Who has a good pecan pie?
Derby.
Yeah, and Derby Rye pie. Has the Mocan pie,
which has chocolate
nuts.
In it, right? Does it have a layer of chocolate in that?
Not that I recall.
I don't know. We'll throw that out, Sarah, and see if anyone can remember a honey pecan pie for you in town. Don on the plaza. Where do you like to go, Don?
In my opinion, the difference between good dining and fine dining is a good cheese platter, a good cheese course.
Oh, interesting.
For dessert. Yeah. And I'm wondering if you can suggest restaurants in Kansas City that have a good cheese selection.
Blue Stem. Blue Stem has the most beautiful cheese plate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you could have it for dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. And the American has one as well.
Yes. And what is the place in Westport on the corner that?
Providence? I mean, not Providence. Preservation Kitchen.
Yes.
They have a nice cheese plate.
Yeah.
So
Preservation Market.
Market.
Yeah.
Those will set you up to begin with Dawn. Okay. All right. Let's go to Stephen. Stephen in North Kansas City.
Hey, I was just calling to say the Latin Bistro on North Oak has really good tres leche. I always liked that a lot.
You know,
and
that's
I'm pretty sure they make it in restaurant as well.
Oh, they do. They do.
Poco's on the Boulevard has a good one too.
Yeah.
And if you just want a slab of tres leche cake to take home with you, the little Matuca Bakery on 39th Street has a lovely, lovely tres leches cake. And let's not forget the some of the Mexican bakeries up and down Independence Avenue. Elvira's has a beautiful, beautiful tres leches cake. So
good suggestion.
All right. Adair called again to share that Melons in Crown Center and Andrea's has the best tiramisu. Melons in Crown Center?
Melons?
Well, that's what it says here.
I will look that up.
I think our producer meant Milano.
Maybe. Oh, Milano.
Yeah, Melons, I think, is somewhere in Florida. Let's go to Anne. Anne in Prairie Village. Anne, where do you like to go? Yes.
I know it's a chain, but I like going with a bunch of friends and sharing different cheesecakes and, you know, getting like a little shot or something to go with it. And I think it can be really good. You know, some of them are rather elaborate rather than simple. And I don't know. I think it's a good standby.
And you're talking about the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Right.
Okay. I like the cheese. I mean, you don't have to be ashamed. Everyone loves the Cheesecake Factory. I mean, what I love about it most is you order one dinner and you could take the rest home and have three more dinners.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Their chocolate cake is really good, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, Seasons 52 has those little shot glasses.
Well, I want to discuss
And it's called a Barge of Happiness, I think.
You know,
anyway, they're all different.
And thank you for the cheesecake call.
Yeah.
I actually ate at Seasons 52 this week, and I would not call it a personal barge of happiness, but they're cute little desserts served
they
in shot
are.
Glasses. I got bored with them almost immediately.
Yeah,
so,
really.
Yeah, I mean, they're all different flavors, and they're all different. But after a while, even the key lime pie and the macchiato chocolate sort of tasted alike to me. Mm-hmm. So I think
it's a cute presentation.
You know what makes a good key lime pie is Capital Grille.
Yes. Do they?
Yeah. They also have a great flourless torte. Mm-hmm. But my favorite flourless torte is at Le Fou Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And Carter Holton makes those. And he's also at Sasha's Bakery, and they have great cookies there.
Mm-hmm. Is he still doing desserts for
Le Fou Frog? He may not be, but I know he's at Sasha's.
Yeah, and that is a wonderful bakery. And can someone come up with the address for Sasha's? I think it's on 9th Street.
It is on 9th.
Working on that. Yeah. And then you mentioned Key Lime Pie. Magnolia on...
Mm-hmm. Off of Gillum or... I think... Cherry.
Cherry. Mm-hmm. Sasha's Baking Company, getting that address for you now. It's at 105 West 9th Street.
All right.
And Magnolia.
And while we're waiting for Emily, we can't forget the crisps at Cafe Sebastian. Jennifer Maloney makes a great crisp, and it changes seasonally. I don't think they're any better in the city.
We have a tweet from one of our listeners, Hot Basil, which is a great Thai restaurant on 119th Street in Metcalf, loves the mango sweet rice dessert. All right. That sounds healthy.
Mm. And Sama Zama used to do a frozen ice cream something.
That wasn't made with milk, right? Wasn't it?
I don't think so. It was like nitrogen. No, but it was like flash
so
frozen with like liquid. I don't know. But it was edible. And it was delicious.
Only,
I don't know.
Only Gloria Gale could take the subject of dessert and turn it into a nuclear topic.
Right.
I do want to say, but you did remind me of something that, you know, for a lot of people, including me at this stage of my life, although I don't really acknowledge it, but a lot of people have trouble with desserts made with a lot of cream or ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the restaurant? both Frida's in Overland Park
and
Extapa, which is north of the river, serve a dessert, an ice cream dessert that is made with corn milk, milk from squeezing the kernels of corn. So it's completely dairy-free. And it tastes better than any real ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And you would never know it was an ice cream.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to TJ. TJ, are you on the air with us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, TJ. What's up?
Usually when I'm downtown with my friends, I'll do brunch, and we always somehow make it to Bloom Bakery.
Oh, in the city market?
That's a great bakery.
Yeah, it's in the back 40 of the city market, sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you get at Bloom, TJ?
Oh, 3 or 4 of the macaroons. I try different ones that they have each week, and then we walk around the city market.
Okay.
It sounds like a great
when you're in the area, sometime go over to the farmhouse at 3rd and Delaware. They have a lot of good desserts, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what's better for a breakfast? Dessert. Come on. Go straight to the good stuff. Let's go to, hold on a minute. Nancy emailed us. Cupini's at Westport and State Line, desserts and pastry. I love the desserts at Cupini's. You know, I mean, that's all I want to eat there. Rosie emailed us. I want to add to the current conversation. Pezzatino's at 20th and Broadway has an incredible panna cotta.
Ah.
And I've tasted, I think they change it kind of frequently, but the panna cotta, which is sort of an Italian custard, was delicious. Mm. If you've not been to Pezzatino's, it's hard to find a place to park there. It's just on the, I would say the, what would you call it? Maybe the...
The on-ramp.
It's
going
the,
Broadway.
Broadway.
Yeah.
It's on the west side of the...
20th and Broadway?
Yeah.
And they have funny hours.
They're
not open.
But Pezzatino's, it's Pezzatino.
It's worth 2101 Broadway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's only open...
8 p.m.
Well, today they're open 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., which is a good indicator of their hours the rest of the week, which I'm looking at. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Oh.
Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and closed on Sundays, though they stay open late on first Fridays.
Nice. I guess first Friday would be next Friday.
Yeah, September 5th.
They'll be open late there, I guess. Okay. They do have good desserts. I like their desserts. Okay, what else have we not discussed? Because this is a pretty dessert-eating city.
Yes, we haven't talked about the lemon bar at Story. It's not currently on the menu, but it was when they first opened. Oh. And it's a riff on the typical lemon bars that you could get, and
better. On the lemon topic, the best lemon cake in Kansas City is at Cafe Europa.
I prefer the carrot cake at Cafe Europa.
But, you know, you're a rebel.
I am.
You've always been a rebel. The lemon cake at Cafe Europa is delicious. What would you say, Emily? You're not the biggest sweet eater.
I'm not the biggest sweet eater. I love lemony desserts or carby desserts. I actually really like the sunshine cake at Lutfi's Fried Fish. It's a lemon cake.
Oh, I like it too. Yeah.
And my favorite dessert, if I'm really going to get dessert, I'm going to go dessert. And it's the bread pudding at McCoy's, which is at Westport Road in Pennsylvania. And there's like a custard sauce on it. I'm pretty sure it's made from croissants.
Ah.
It's not healthy, but it is so good. And it doesn't – raisins are something I just cannot stomach ever. I hate raisins. Huh. And a bread pudding without raisins is my favorite. And they don't have raisins.
I'm happy to say that – I mean, I do like raisins, but I prefer bread pudding not to have raisins in it.
I prefer dessert to not have fruit in it at all.
Oh. I prefer not to have bread pudding.
Well, I think we've exhausted that topic.
Wait. I want to add one thing. Lemon, the best lemon dessert I think I've had, it comes in a small square. Huh? It's from Christopher Elbow, and it is like eating a lemon meringue pie in one bite. It is the most fabulous.
Is it a confection they make often?
I think it's usually there. It is fabulous.
And it's not chocolate.
It's not chocolate, which is really hard for me when I'm at Christopher Elbow's.
Bill in Merriam has an interesting question that I think would resonate with a lot of our listeners. Bill, what do you want to tell us?
For people who are diabetic and also lactose intolerant, I'm curious where you can get corn milk, first of all, and are there any everything you guys talk about every week just makes my mouth water, but I wish it didn't have so much sugar in it.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about low sugar, because it's becoming much more easy now. Maybe you don't feel this way, but much more easy now to find at least one low sugar dessert on some menu. But as to your question about where to find corn milk, I have no idea. I would
try Whole Foods, and you can go anywhere and get all. I don't drink milk, but I drink a lot of almond milk, and you can get almond milk or coconut milk or soy milk at just about any grocery store. And I would imagine you could probably get corn milk at either
rice milk
at Whole Foods, or try like one of the little
Trader Joe's, maybe,
or one of those grocery stores on 135th. The two of them,
Sprouts.
Yeah. And have you tried those all?
No, I have not. Okay, good.
We've given you a homework assignment, Bill, and that is your duty to find all those things.
All right. Good.
And briefly, quickly, where would you go for low sugar desserts?
I wouldn't.
I answered that. All right, let's go to Andy. Andy in Prairie Village.
Well, hi. I heard a comment about Cafe Sebastian, and I heard a comment about flourless chocolate tort.
Mm-hmm.
Those two need to go together.
Yep.
Their chocolate tort was warm. Tasty, chocolatey, everything you want in a dessert.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, that they call that the chocolate budino, and I agree with you. It's one of the best desserts in town, other than their crisp.
Okay, so let me ask, where would one go? I'm pulling something, a real archaic dessert that I still love, German chocolate cake. Does, you know anyone who still has that?
Yeah. That is really hard to find.
Store used to do a deconstructed version of it, but I don't know if they still do.
Well, I want to shout out to Story's pastry chef, who may be listening as we speak, Elizabeth Paradise. She's their new pastry chef, and she's very talented. And Elizabeth, if you're listening, we want a German chocolate cake.
Okay. I wonder if like somewhere like Harvest, you know?
Renee Kelly's?
Yeah, because she's like a big pastry person. So she probably can construct something.
She does very, very nice desserts.
Are there any old school steakhouses that would do a German chocolate cake?
That's interesting because I don't know about that. I'm just thinking of old school desserts in general.
Baked Alaska.
You will never find it in any local menu.
No, but I know that Lydia's had it at one point.
I don't remember that, but if you say so, Baked Alaska. Mm-hmm. That's straight
Isn't
out of 1956.
That? Yeah, it is.
I know that Chris Pasico was crushed when Leone Arbor was closed and she could no longer get a nice bowl of prune whip.
Yeah, that was a heartbreak.
Was that really a thing?
Oh, yeah, they had it for years. Oh, yeah,
really?
They had it for years.
I don't even know what that
was. It was interesting. It managed to be filled with healthy fruit, and it was sweet with a little dollop of whipped cream. And, of course, it made you very regular the next day.
You know, I never, ever have had prune whip. Ever.
Really?
And so I'm really sort of intrigued. I'm thinking I'm going to go look up the recipe. I'd say I'd bring it in, but
you'll have to report back to us on that. But old school desserts, well, coconut cake is a classic. Chocolate layer cake is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
There's some old school desserts that you
root
simply,
beer float.
We can find those often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I prefer those with homemade root beer if we can possibly do it. Let's go to Julie. Julie, what do you want to tell us about?
Oh, well, I had two places to give you a quick mention of. One is in Merriam down on Johnson Drive called Dips and Sips. A little mom-and-pop-owned shop that has the best, cheapest ice cream in town.
Well, we're all about cheap ice cream, yeah. Okay.
It is good, though.
Oh, it's so good.
Are they still open?
Hard tooth and soft serve.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
I go too often.
I'm going to have to leave you there, Julie. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, Gloria Gale, and Chris Pasico, or as we like to call them at KCUR, the Golden Girls. Of course, you can always find a list of all the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard in just a few hours. You could subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Next time you tune in to hear the food critics, you may notice a few changes. The Critics Roundtable will still be part of this show, but we'll be pairing that main course with something new. Complementing our reviews will be a variety of food stories. Some of those stories will be told from inside the talk studio, and some will come from the farms, kitchens, cafes, and markets in and around Kansas City. The other big change is that Central Standard's Gina Kaufman will be hosting those conversations. So to everyone in the studio with me, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, Chris Pasica, and Gloria Victoria and Gail, thank you. We'll be back with the updated food show 2 weeks from today. On Monday, we'll be bringing you a Labor Day special. Central Standard returns on Tuesday with Gina Kaufman. We'll be investigating the changing ways we educate about difference. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Up to date, just 1 minute away. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard. It's been fun, gang. We'll see you next time.
Yes, it has.